This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have our Skype username for you as well. If you want, you can Skype into the show. That's Skype username, lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room that allows you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us tonight is me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. In the news, Cuba is actually possibly going to be moving towards private property. So at the same time as people have been calling for socialism to rise up in the United States, more so than it already has, you've got actual communist and or socialist countries that are moving in a different direction. Moving away to, from, you know, communism, moving away from complete state ownership of things. We can talk about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And in other news, the Pope is back and the Cardinals are back in the news again. Apparently, the whole Cardinals molesting kids thing hasn't really gone away. It's still happening, and, well, once again, it's making headlines yet again. So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. And then, Melanie, you want to talk about embryo custody rules, which I don't even know what that means, but we'll find out coming up here in moments. So according to LMTOnline.com, in communist Cuba, the right to own private property would be enshrined and foreign investment encouraged. And guaranteed, where Fidel Castro reigned as a towering 20th century figure, power would no longer be concentrated in the hands of one ruler. Cuba's legislators are expected to take a major leap over the weekend toward adopting those and other changes in the island nation's most significant bid for constitutional reform in decades. The move follows the April retirement of Raul Castro, the brother of revolutionary Fidel Castro, who died in 2016.
I didn't know he was retiring. Okay.
As the country's head of state, he died in 2016, Fidel did, as the country's head of state, and suggests a cautious advance in the remaking of Cuba in an era where other communist countries, including China and Vietnam, have embraced the free market. Now, of course, to call any place on Earth a free market is, well, not accurate at all. Anytime you've got the government that is infringing upon a business person or an individual's freedom to start a business or operate a business without having to ask some bureaucrat's permission or pay some sort of fee or tax, you don't have a free market. Now, if you can move away from regulation, then you are moving closer to actually having a free market, and that's preferable than having more regulations. And indeed, China does seem to allow more freedom in their marketplace these days. And yet the changes envisioned would unfold even as new rules would strictly limit the entrepreneurial spirit on the island, preventing the rise of the kind of Ferrari-driving champagne communists who now roam the streets of Shanghai and Beijing. They would reinforce Cuba's identity as a one-party state. President Miguel Díaz-Canel, the 58-year-old electrical engineer who replaced Castro in April, said during a speech in Havana, quote, "Imperialism and oligarchy are on the offensive against leftist governments in Latin America. Today more than ever, we require the unity of our people to confront this imperialist and reactionary threat." So much in the same way as Venezuela is frequently blaming the United States, blaming Western influence, blaming capitalism for their state's failure, the continued ridiculous hyperinflation that those people are experiencing there. Again, they continue to blame other people for their problems. So we're not going to see, like, sort of like in North Korea, we're likely not going to see any significant change to the party structure. You know, Kim Jong-un isn't going away.
Sure.
Even if the war in Korea ends this
year. But the people in power in these tyrannical states understand that more freedom brings more prosperity. More prosperity brings more tax revenue. More tax revenue brings them more prosperity. It's not simple. It's pretty simple math for them.
Even after his retirement, Raul Castro, who's now 87, retained the key position as head of the Communist Party and remains the dominant political voice on the island. The extent of the new prime minister's powers is unclear, but the decision to limit Díaz-Canel's influence is so soon by creating this new post suggests a bid to sidestep a possible jostling for position to rule Cuba in the post-Castro era. What's being proposed is more far-reaching than anything we've seen since 1976, when Cuba adopted its first post-revolution constitution, according to Jason Marzak, the director of the Atlantic Council's Latin American Center. He said the creation of term limits, the prime minister's post, the recognition of investment, but it's also a very cautious opening. So this would be, you know, unprecedented for Cuba to allow for foreign investment to come into the island. And actually, you know, put up businesses, create things for people to do, to allow people to actually own private property. I mean, here we take this for granted in the United States and in many parts of the world. We take private property for granted. It's just a part of life. But over there, it doesn't exist.
I wonder if when giving private property, whether they're going to give it back to the people that fled when Castro took over.
What do you think?
No.
Do you really wonder about that? Okay. So
look, it's kind of interesting, though. It's
an acknowledgement of failure at some level, right?
It's an acknowledgement of failure, but there are people alive today, right now, that had their property taken from them by the Cuban government. And then the Cuban government's going to say, oh, well, we're allowing private property. Well, you're not really allowing private property because you're not returning anything to anybody who had it taken.
Well, and it's hard. Okay, I see what you're saying, because those people are still alive, unlike, for instance, property that was stolen by force from the American Indians hundreds
Something
of years
like
ago.
That, sure.
It's a little bit harder to, you know, reclaim that sort of thing, especially if it's property that's changed hands on multiple occasions, has been sold and resold since it was originally stolen. So that presents a bit of a challenge. But, yeah, I do see what you're saying. These aren't people who are trying to do the right thing, Mark. These are people in a
right.
circumstance where they, sort of like Kim Jong-un, probably see that their lives could be better if they would allow, you know, these changes.
Yeah, so they're not making a philosophical change or a moral change. They're making a pragmatic change.
Right.
And there's nothing about a pragmatic change that requires you to go back and make restitution.
Correct. And you know what? As far as the government is concerned, I consider everything they've gotten out of me essentially lost, right? Like, I'm not going to demand any of it back. They got it. They stole it. It's over. They spent it. Anything else they have gotten since then, they've gotten from other people.
Sure. Right? I mean, you should look at the government like you look at your crack addict uncle, right? Whatever he gets a hold of and is hocked at the pawn shop,
he's gone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he is completely irresponsible.
You let him in.
Completely irresponsible when it comes to money.
You didn't necessarily let him in.
Well, unless he's got a key to your house.
Crackheads and the government. Well,
you could
break the window.
Yeah.
We'll break into your house.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah. The best way to think of the government, and, you know, it doesn't matter which branch we're talking about. I don't care if you're talking about the IRS, the Department of Education, or the Marines, is just compare them to your crackhead uncle.
We can continue on some of the Cuban changes that appear to be on the horizon, but first let's go to Milton in Saratoga, New York. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn online. Hello, Milton.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so did you guys hear about the Marvel director that got fired?
A Marvel director?
James
yeah.
Gunn.
James making Gunn. Jokes like 5 years ago.
Yeah, James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, some of the most successful, wide-ranging Marvel movies up to this point, has been let go for some just off-color jokes. And, I mean, they were clearly jokes. These weren't intended to be, hey, this is how I feel or anything like that. It was just like, hey, let's make some really tasteless jokes. And
okay. Where were these jokes made?
Twitter.
Okay.
But they were made, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So somebody dug these things up and started to make a big deal out of it?
Sure. They just waited until the right time.
It was a MAGA guy. It was a MAGA person who wanted revenge on him because he was a liberal person.
That's correct, yeah.
MAGA meaning, what was that, the Trump thing?
Yes.
Make America Great Again.
Trump neocon.
Well, hang on, Neil. Yeah. I'm not sure where you're going with this, but stand by. We'll continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whatever it is you want to discuss, you can take control of the airways. And again, still to come here, more on what's happening in Cuba. Plus this embryo custody situation in Arizona that Melanie is going to explain to us. That and your calls about anything here on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by volunteers. With the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on!
live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie, you do taxes for a living. You are a tax professional, an accountant. You can do bookkeeping for folks. And you've told us that a lot of folks have been signing up from the Free Talk Live listening audience and paying with cryptocurrency. That's
yeah,
a thing.
So most of my clients are from here, and most of them pay crypto.
It's awesome.
Is, yeah.
Were you expecting that?
Not so much the crypto.
Right,
this
right.
is... most of the advertising I am
sure.
doing right now, so...
So you're getting response, that's
that
good.
That makes sense.
Radio, yeah. radio works, which is
yeah,
it's nice.
Definitely.
Radio gets resolved.
That's actually one of the jingles that they have, sort of.
Yeah, the Radio Advertising Bureau. It's a good jingle. It sticks in your head.
So you do taxes, you do bookkeeping, you can do, you know, end of the year, during the year, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so it's basically taxes for most people January through April, and then tax planning if you have a small business or complicated investments for the rest of the year, which most people call bookkeeping.
And that bookkeeping can be as little as $100 a month, correct?
Yes.
So folks who want to get this burden off of themselves or fire your existing accountant slash bookkeeper and hire an actual anarchist who hates the government to do your taxes for you. I mean, hello, this makes sense. Mark, you said it paid for itself going to Melanie within the first year.
Yeah, that's correct.
So there you go. Go to Melanie's website through ours. You go to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to her site, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Milton in Saratoga calling in about a movie director, James Gunn, who's been fired for some tweets that he made several years ago. Go ahead, Milton, with your thoughts.
So I was just wondering, from a capitalist business standpoint, did it make sense for Disney to do what they did? And also, some people were slamming Reason because Reason said that they shouldn't be fired. And they gave a pretty convincing argument for it. But some people were pointing out that they said their reason was that it was an off-color joke, but, you know, it was just politically incorrect. But some people were calling them hypocrites because they were okay with Roseanne Barr being fired.
Yeah, I haven't read the Reason piece. Can you summarize or encapsulate their argument as far as why he shouldn't have been fired?
Well, they were saying, here's what they said was that they were saying that James Gunn, what he was saying was just politically incorrect. What they were saying was it was politically incorrect. It was off color, but it was just that. It was just politically incorrect and off color.
There appear to be two quotes. I did pull them up here. One of them is, quote, the best thing about being raped is when you're done being raped and it's like, whew, this feels great not being raped. And I had to ask Mark what the heck that even meant. It was so bizarre.
It doesn't surprise me that you had to ask. Yeah, so, you know, mostly it's just like, you know, being raped stinks and not being raped is better. And you probably really don't know what being raped is like unless you've been raped. And, you know, then you can really appreciate not being raped.
It's a tasteless
joke.
It's
a tasteless joke. Yeah. But I think that this was a whole, series of, like, let's make tasteless jokes, guys.
Yeah, another one has to do with apparently him liking being touched by small children or little boys or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's also a tasteless joke.
Who knows? Maybe he was really drunk one night and that's what he really believes. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like a drunk person.
Yeah, I don't think that you're just catching.
We finally caught
the pedophile on Twitter. We got him. Right? Like it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if James Gunn is a pedophile, then we need to have the evidence that James Gunn is a pedophile, not that one off-color tweet off of his... I mean, that's not how evidence works.
Mm.
That's how a-holes on the internet work.
Yeah.
Well, he had to delete over 10,000 tweets because they were inappropriate, and he thought that that might be, like, career, you know, fracturing. And there were a bunch of others. There were, like, ones about, like, Mexicans and Jews and whatnot.
Really?
Okay. Not just pedophilia.
Okay, so this is a guy who likes to go on Twitter and make bad jokes. Like, that doesn't seem particularly relevant to me to his career.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If he's doing good work, then having him apologize, I think, would be sufficient.
I recall
I hate the fake public corporate apologies.
Yeah, you just say, hey, look, I don't care, F you, I'm going to keep making jokes.
If you were sorry, you wouldn't have done it. Or if you were sorry, you would have apologized before you got caught, so it's dishonest in the first place.
Unless he was just S-face drunk and doesn't even remember doing it in the first place.
But I doubt it. I very much doubt that.
Yeah, one night I was over at a friend's house.
Because nobody in Hollywood drinks heavily. Right? That doesn't ever happen.
One night
that doesn't sound like drunk tweets.
One night I was over at a friend's house. We were drinking. My friend is black, and he wanted to hear all the black jokes that I could come up with.
Uh-huh.
And so I told him every one of them that I could think of. And he basically had heard them all, I think. I can't remember. It seems like there was one that I can't tell you what it was that he hadn't heard. I wasn't going to tell it anyway. But, you know, he wanted to hear these jokes. I had certainly heard those jokes. I haven't heard anybody tell a black joke in many years, but whatever. I heard them back in the day. And, you know, so he wanted to hear them. So I told them. I'm not sure that my career should, you know, hinge on that evening and that set of jokes, you know?
Milton, go ahead.
So I was just wondering, from a capitalist business standpoint, did it make sense to fire him? Because, like, in terms of, like, his personal life, okay, I get that. That's his First Amendment right. And if he wants to do off-color jokes. But just, like, from a business standpoint, like, because Disney is, like a children's company, and they make, you know, movies. Would that affect their
brand? Racist movies.
What's a racist movie that Disney made?
Yeah. Oh, Disney has made tons of
racist
movies.
Type in racist Disney. And
you're talking about like way, way back?
It just keeps on coming, man.
Well, these tweets were way, way back. So if we go way, way back,
I meant like
go
50
way,
years
way
ago, yeah, 70 like years ago.
On. Yeah, it keeps on going. It gets worse as farther it goes back. But, yeah, so what I would say from a capitalist standpoint is James Gunn has proven himself to be an incredibly valuable director for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. To let him go seems unwise to me. But we will not know. Whether it was a good idea or not, until the next two movies come out, and we can see what the performance of those are. But I would say that Hollywood has gone nuts. That basically everybody's got to get canned, and it's going to start all over again. Seems to be the pattern. I can't help Hollywood.
Milton, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. He did make a statement about this. He says, quote, my words of nearly a decade ago were at the time totally failed and unfortunate efforts to be provocative. I have regretted them for many years since, not just because they were stupid, not at all funny, wildly insensitive, and certainly not provocative like I'd hoped, but also because they don't reflect the person I am today or have been for some time. He added, regardless of how much time has passed, I understand and accept the business decisions taken today. Even these many years later, I take full responsibility for the way I conducted myself then. All I can do now, beyond my sincere and heartfelt regret, is to be the best human being I can be, accepting, understanding, committed to equality, and far more thoughtful about my public statements and my obligations to our public discourse. He says to everyone inside my industry and beyond, I offer again my deepest apologies. Love to all. I think you said the right thing there. More coming up here, Mugs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke at the second annual Made in America event at the White House. The president talked about just how strong our economy is.
After many years of decline, American manufacturing is coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. It's happening. We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember during the campaign, they all said, oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs. That's obsolete, they would say. I said, it's obsolete to make things as obsolete. I guess they were wrong, right?
Former President Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial has been postponed a week to July 31st. Potential jurors will still start gathering tomorrow when the judge will brief them on the particulars of the case. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark. I love my Blink Home Security system. It is, it's awesome. If something moves in front of it, it sends you a picture right off. It's got a big, bright LED, and you can see, I don't know, tens of feet with it. And mine's set up, right at my house, wireless. It was very quick. I didn't have to drill any holes, run any wires or anything like that. Probably 10 minutes to do this. And with coupon code FTL, you can save 15% off these really low price, systems. I think you'll be happy. I just went to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. And they've got a one camera system for as little as $84.15. And it'll send a notification right to your phone. You've got the video right there. Also, there's audio too, so you can find out what's going on. If it's your cat, if it's a burglar, if it's whatever, you got the audio, you've got the video. blinkprotect.com/FTL. I can't recommend it highly enough.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Cuba possibly moving towards private property and allowing foreign investment. It's not going to be a total shift to the free market, but it is a step in the right direction. We can tell you more about that story coming up here. But first, we go to Rick in Missouri. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I have to get something off my back. All right. It may seem like I'm joking, but My great-great-grandparents were in the Ku Klux Klan.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
I imagine a lot of people's relatives have been. I mean, when you're going back to great-great, you're talking about, I don't know, 32 people maybe? And so the chances that one of them was from the South, if you're of European descent, the chances that one of them were from the South and one of them were involved in this pretty influential organization in the late 1900s isn't impossible.
Now, I don't know a lot about the KKK. Did they let women in?
I don't really know. I was just...
It probably would depend on the chapter.
Well, actually, both of my great grandparents were in it, so I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Huh.
But I was calling mainly to see if it was like, should I be ashamed about it?
No, that has nothing to do with you. Somebody else who lived and probably was born and died before you were ever thought of, their actions have nothing to do with you. You're responsible for what you do and absolutely nothing else.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a lot of people, I think, they believe that family ties them way more than they should. Like, you may have some really scummy relatives. I mean, these are essentially just strangers you're born into. Even if they were just your grandparents, let's say they were still alive, and, you know, they're actively racist people. You may want to disavow the things that they say to make it clear to folks that you aren't your grandparents, because sometimes people will group people together unfairly. But otherwise, really, it's only about you and what you believe and what your actions
are. I'm not even a fan of that. If somebody is actively accusing you of something and you want to defend yourself, that's fine. You don't have an obligation even to, and I mean, this is up to you, right? But you don't have an obligation to dispel people's unfounded notions. So if somebody thinks something about you with no basis whatsoever, no reason to think that, it's not on you to make them have accurate information. If you choose to do so, that's fine. But what other people think and what other people did 50 to 100 years ago, that's not your problem.
Rick, thanks for the call. Good question. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, it happens all the time, though, people unfairly grouping people together, right? Like, so, for instance, recently I was interviewed, Christopher Cantwell, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we fired for racism. He became a racist. He wasn't originally a racist when we first met him, that we knew of.
We fired him for some pretty off-color tweets, speaking of James Gunn.
Yep, for which he did not apologize.
Right, there was no contrition, whatever.
Right. And so anyway, he's back in town, and the Union Leader, which is the Manchester, New Hampshire newspaper, sort of the biggest paper in all of New Hampshire, they wanted a comment. They wanted to talk to somebody about it, so I gave them a call yesterday, given that I have seen Chris since he has come back. We spent a little bit of time kind of catching up yesterday. And... Well, no, maybe it was Saturday. Anyway, sometime this weekend. And so one of the things I had to kind of put to rest initially was in the questions that this person had written was, it was a question like, is Freekeen ostracizing Chris Cantwell? And I had to explain to the guy writing the article, the journalist, Freekeen is not a person. Freekeen is a group of people. They're all individuals, and they all have different opinions. So Freekeen, the website, isn't doing any such thing. Each individual
Websites can't ostracize people.
Each individual
they can. You can block an ISP.
If that's not the website, that's the administrator.
Yeah, and there was some other sort of kind of collective use of Freekeen. I don't have the questions in front of me right now that he was asking. And so I made sure to clarify, everything I say is my opinion. I don't speak for Melanie, who's also a blogger at Freekeen. I don't speak for, you know, any of the other bloggers at Freekeen, because Freekeen does not have an opinion. It's just a place. And I told him it would be as silly as me saying that your opinions are exactly the same as all of your editors and all of your other, you know, coworkers.
Yeah, so, and I think that clarification is a little bit more founded, because saying that you must have similar views of one of your friends, while inaccurate, is a little bit more justified than saying that you must have similar views of someone who died 100 years before you were born.
Well, no, I agree with you there, but again, what if it were just the grandparents instead of great-great-grandparents or whatever? What
okay,
if it were
but
people
it's not,
who are
okay,
still alive?
But there's people that you choose to be in your life that are called friends, and you're like, I picked this person to hang out with.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are related to you with DNA who you had no say in. Judging someone for something that they had no say in is insane.
Yeah.
judging someone for who their friends are, and I'm not, like, obviously, like, A, I have no room to judge you, and B, I'm not. I just want to make that clear. But I am saying it's not insane to judge somebody based on who their friends are.
No, I get what you're saying there, although I wouldn't say it's uncommon for people to judge based on, and maybe it is insane, but it's not uncommon for people to judge based on familial relations.
People, like, thoughts of insane
fair.
Things are common.
Right. It's not fair at all. Like, there's a family in this town, one of whom, the father, is kind of like this angry Vietnam veteran guy, and he's kind of chilled out as of recent years, but one of his sons is this violent, you know, street thug, and the other one is a productive individual who owns a business, right? So it wouldn't be fair to judge the one son by the actions of the other son in the same way it wouldn't be fair to judge the, you know, the good son by the actions of,
yeah,
of
so
his father.
If somebody tells me that they're...
But people will.
Yeah, if somebody tells me that they don't like me because of what one of my siblings did or what one of my parents did, I'm going to tell them F you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells me they don't like me because of something one of my friends did, well, then that's kind of on me to justify, I feel like.
Fair enough. Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, you are welcome to. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
So I talked to a friend about your conversations with Cantwell. So many people in the Liberty Movement critique you, and people outside the
Liberty for not Movement. Ostracizing him, you
for,
mean?
For not sufficiently ostracizing Christopher Cantwell. Now, to be clear, these people don't know what is going on in your life.
Uh-huh.
They read a little something somewhere, and they're like, my God, Free Talk Live and Ian Freeman are giving big hugs to Cantwell.
I did give him a hug, actually, when I saw him.
And giving people hugs is good.
Yeah.
But what they don't see...
I don't know how a radio station gives somebody a hug.
Right. There's articles written. People believe what they see in the news so long as they don't have evidence to the contrary. What do they call that? First information bias or something? Anyway, you're most likely to believe the first thing that you heard. So if somebody says, Mark is hugging Cantwell, and then I come out and say, nuh-uh, you're more likely to believe that the first information than you are the second. But you know,
I think you'd hug Cantwell. Would you hug Cantwell?
Look, I wouldn't. I'm not looking for hugs from Cantwell. But what
that
I would
didn't
prefer
answer my question.
Is
that's
for,
a dodge, sir.
I would prefer for people to simply understand that you're just trying to do good deeds, and you really don't understand what good deeds are.
All right, thanks for that. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been off and on talking about Cuba, and it's not a country we've been following closely because we don't get a whole lot of news out of there, but ever since Fidel Castro lost his control of the country, things have been changing a little bit over in Cuba, and kind of goes back to the conversation we were just having with the young gentleman who called in asking about his parents being in the KKK and whether that reflects poorly on him. And Melanie, you said no, it shouldn't, because people should be judged individually based on what they individually choose. Same thing in the, you know, the Castro family. Raul Castro is not the same person as Fidel Castro. Yeah, they're both commies, and they're
both... He's still a head of state,
right,
so both... I can judge him for that.
For sure.
I'm not judging him for being related to another head of state.
Yeah, they're both arch-communists, but Raul seemed to, you know, ratchet back the control a little bit when he got in there, and they started moving towards some a little bit more freedom to make decisions as far as, like, what you plant on the property that you're tilling, for instance. And now they're looking at possibly even expanding to real private property or some sort of communist implementation of private property, but something they haven't had previously. We can talk more about that, but let's go back to the phones, to the phone. We've got Matthew in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Ian, I just had a question for you.
Sure.
How good a hugger is Christopher Cantwell?
It was a good hug. It didn't seem to be a BS hug. It wasn't one of those things where, you know, it was the back pat thing for the man. You know, guys pat each other on the back. I don't think that really happened. It was a good, solid hug, I would say.
So if you had to rate it out of 10, it was definitely satisfying. Probably, like, it was at least a 7.
I'd give it an 8.
This is really weird.
It's supposed to be weird.
Is it? Do you feel weird when you hug people?
The guy, no, I feel weird when people ask details about a hug.
it's intended to be weird.
It's definitely
and
different.
It's successful. There are people giggling across America at how uncomfortable this whole line of questioning is.
I'm
and
not
I must
uncomfortable at all.
The caller for it.
So I'd like to say I'm not uncomfortable at all.
I know you're not uncomfortable.
That's
that part of what's
feel,
funny.
No, I think it's strange that you feel uncomfortable about this. Sorry. Go ahead, Matthew.
I was just going to say, long story short, there was a lot of love in that Nazi hug.
Well, I'm not a Nazi, but thank you for the call tonight.
Is that a problem?
He's referring to Chris, who apparently, according to, now I haven't heard Chris say this directly, but according to the union leader interview with him, he is now apparently identifying with National Socialism, which would mean that he's
a
Nazi.
Yeah, I think that was mistranslated by them. I don't believe that.
He said he read Mein Kampf in
I read the Communist Manifesto, and it doesn't make me a communist.
I know that I've picked Mein Kampf up. I don't think I don't remember anything about it other than, like, the Cliff Notes version, but I don't think I know I picked it up, I don't think I've read it.
When I was in history class in undergrad, I thought that it would be really interesting to read Mein Kampf, but being the coward that I was pre-2013, mm-hmm. I decided I did not want that on my search history, so decided against it. So, yeah.
This brings us back to the discussion that I don't know how much of it we had actually on the air about some people are mad at me because I'm not being a total jerk to Chris Cantwell, because I'm not ostracizing Chris Cantwell. They're mad at me for that.
Right.
And do those people have other statist friends, or is it just this flavor of statism
is
evil and all other statism is cool?
Somehow I suspect they have statist friends. Most people likely do have statist friends and or family members, meaning people who believe in the government, believe in, you know, the idea of the state.
Further, if you want Christopher Cantwell to return to rational thought, mm-hmm. the best way to get him to do that isn't by treating him like a total
pariah
tool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are lots of racists in the world. They're treated like tools all the time. They don't change their ways, generally, until someone listens
and
to them,
you know what,
someone hears them, and someone reaches out to them on their level.
You know what,
that works.
You know what kind of annoys me the worst about this? When he was being philosophically pure from an anarchist philosophy perspective.
Back when he was a libertarian?
And he was like, this is what the NAP says.
The non-aggression principle.
When he was talking about paperclips and shooting cops and all that other stuff and mailman is like, this is what the NAP says. You should probably act better than that, but this is the philosophically pure position. When he was being philosophically pure, people had a problem with that and, mm-hmm. you know, talked about how horrible and unlibertarian that was. And now that he's like, oh, okay, well, I won't be philosophically, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but apparently not philosophically pure from an anarchist perspective. I have no judgments on any other philosophy as far as what's pure and what's not, but is going more the strategy route that people screamed for the past, since I was on the internet. Now that's also a problem. Pick one.
Yeah, so as I explained to the Union Leader reporter, and again, that story ran today in that newspaper. I'm not sure if it made the front page. I haven't seen it. But, as I explained to him, I don't agree with racism. I'm not a racist, and that's the reason we fired Chris in the first place here on Free Talk Live, was because of a racist tweet that he made that he would not apologize
for. Nobody wants to look at that fact.
The fact that we fired him, you mean?
Yeah. Yep. Suspended him, then fired him.
Yeah. So the
gave him an opportunity to retract all that stuff.
Yeah. So the fact that, we did fire him, I still treat him like a human being, and I still treat him, even though I don't respect his belief system, I still treat him as a human with respect, as somebody who has the potential for change. And I agree with you, Mark, that if you completely ostracize somebody, then they're never going to come back into the fold. I mean, you've shut them out.
Because you're basically at that point telling him, okay, only go hang out with other alt-right members. Right.
I would also say the founder of my Quaker meeting, I discussed it with him.
And the Cantwell thing, you mean?
The Cantwell thing. He's a local, and he keeps up on the newspaper,
so he hears
what they say. And your name.
Yep.
He's familiar. And you've done computer work for him, actually, in the past.
Okay.
A little bit. And he said he thinks it's wonderful.
What?
That you talk to Cantwell, treat him as a friend and an equal and all those things. He thinks it's wonderful.
I mean, people are making this sound like...
It's the right thing to do. Right? Anybody who has a problem with this hasn't spent any time thinking about it. And if I'm wrong, 855-450-3733.
Well, there's a certain viewpoint within the libertarian movement that supports ostracism on even the smallest of infractions.
Yep.
Then
we're all ostracized.
This person did something I don't like. Ostracism. And I've been on the ostracism, list or whatever for many years.
Yeah, so what are they going to do, ostracize you more?
Harder, yeah. I've been ostracized before the Cantwell thing because of the, you know, the allegations about my teenage girlfriend. I've been ostracized prior to that because I did civil disobedience, and some libertarians don't like civil disobedience because they don't like having to explain civil disobedience to their political friends or whatever the reason was that they ostracized me for that. So I've always been, you know, the subject of some level of controversy, and that's because I'm out there. You know, I do things.
These are just people that want to, you know, make themselves look like better people without having to do anything.
Yeah, make the status like me. Well, guess what? The status aren't going to like you. Although, it's also kind of, so I have friends who are not anarchists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have problems with them because
like me.
I don't pretend to be something. Wait, what?
I'm not an anarchist.
Okay.
But I'm your friend.
Okay. But I don't. You're close enough. I don't pretend to be something that I'm not. And I don't necessarily only. I could see how somebody might be surprised by this, but I don't only talk about anarchist philosophy.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I do. And I don't have a problem with my leftist friend who lives in California. And that's exactly how it sounds. And I don't have a problem with Chris because we don't just yell at each other all the time.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, he's still Chris. He's still the same person at some level that he's always been. It's just this sort of outer personality of his has changed over time, and I really hope it doesn't stay the way, you know. If anything's true about Chris Cantwell is that he has a dynamic character. He has changed his position over time,
yeah.
Not in a good way, but it has
when
changed.
And if,
changed my position over time, too. I was a sadist.
When Nazism stops paying, he'll stop being one.
It's certainly true. That, I think, is something you can definitely say is true about Chris. He tends to go where he gets paid the most. Let's continue here, and I explained that to the journalist, and that did not make it into the article. And that's what Chris has told me. Like, he has told me straight up that, you know, the more people hate him, the more money he makes.
He said that for years.
Yeah.
He's done articles and clips where he's like, thanks, haters.
Exactly. Let's go to Lloyd in Detroit, listening via YouTube or watching there, cam.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to our web feeds. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Well, it was a little bit weird to hear about your very passionate hug with Chris Cantwell. I'm sure
it is.
I'm sure when he hugged you, he went, oh, my goodness. But what I was going to say, though, is that what would not be true is if I got a nice big hug from Laura Rumpler, and then while my hand brought it back, slowly crept down to that nice buttock, just kind of gave it a nice little squeeze, and then moved my hand.
You know, you should
around.
Try calling her, Lloyd. I'm not sure how that
We're
would go for
describe
you.
Describe hugs tonight. That's the show topic. Describe hugs in detail.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. I mean, Lauren Rumpler hasn't been on this show in years. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.